I'm Linda Dow, and today we shine the community spotlight on cycling as we celebrate Bicycle Month. Jeff Mills is my guest. Jeff is well known for his work in community development, and he's an avid cyclist and promoter of cycle tourism and development of bike routes in the county. Hi, Jeff. Nice to have you here.
Great to be here, Linda.
Okay, now tell me, did you bike here?
I did. I bike from home. I'm heading...
Which is?
Cedar Hill, towards Pocatello.
Okay, and how long did it take you, Jeff?
A little over 2 hours.
Okay, how was the ride?
It was great. It was a bit windy. I was into the wind, so it took me longer than I planned.
Okay.
It was good. It was great. You know, I hardly saw any cars, and the roads were great. It was wonderful.
You know, we haven't spoken since your retirement, right, from Carebridge Community Support.
Yeah, it's a couple of years now.
How are things going? You're not really retired, though. You never will be, right?
Well, I have things that I help out with in the community, but no.
Well, that's putting it mildly, I think, Jeff. Well, you're very modest, yeah, as usual. So, what are we talking about today?
Looking at cycling from an economic, community and economic development perspective, I really believe that we've got an opportunity here. We've got wonderful roads in Lanark, and with the advent of gravel bikes, there's even more roads that people are riding. I'm seeing that a lot. And we are right next to Ottawa, Gatineau, where there's 1.5 million people, and many of them cycle. And they're looking for roads like the roads we've got. So what we're trying to do is entice people to come out to Lanark and stay. Come for more than just the afternoon. Come and do a route that takes you to a place where you can stay and enjoy the wonderful restaurants and wonderful towns like Perth and Elmont, Carlton Place.
Make it a whole event. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a kind of a staycation.
Staycation.
You know, you don't have to get in a plane and go somewhere special. We have special places really close to the nation's capital, and always trying to encourage locals to cycle, and certainly trying to encourage business to recognize the opportunity we have here with cycle tourism.
So what are you working on now? There's a loop of some sort happening, right?
Yeah, Chris George and I started it. We worked on it sort of over a number of years off the corners of our desks, called Cycle More, and MORE is an acronym for Mississippi Ottawa Rivers Experience. And it's just shy of 200-kilometer route that uses bike paths in Ottawa, Trans-Canada Trail, the OVRT, backcountry roads. So it's a loop that's longer than the average person would do in a day. And our intention is having people come, some of those 1.5 million people from Ottawa, Gatineau, come out and experience Lanark and stay at least on the east side of the county, because we've got Trans-Canada coming out from Ottawa with safe passage to the OVRT and then up throughout Carlton Place, Elmont, Pakenham. But we see it as a gateway to the rest of the county. Got to get them out here, and then they'll go and they'll go and they'll go from there. But we've got the amenities. You know, we've got more and more designated bicycle-friendly businesses through Ontario by Bike. And that just means they've got safe places to put bikes. They've got tools to repair bikes if there's a problem, and safe storage overnight. So if you were to come to one of the local inns or hotels, you don't have to worry about your bike, and you don't have to worry. There's, you know, Jose at Joe Mama is a wonderful bike shop in Carlton Place. Bill Berry in Elmont, wonderful bike shop, Elmont Bicycle Works. So there's places to get your bike fixed and get parts if you need it and that kind of stuff. So you know that the amenities are along the route.
Now, how do we know that, Jeff? Are there maps to indicate what businesses have those amenities or what?
Yeah, if you go to our website, cycle-more.com, there's routes that, you know, the major route that we've created, but there are also loop routes off of that. So you know, if you didn't want to do the whole thing, there's shorter and different ones, and even gravel routes. Ontario by Bike have wonderful information on you know, what's out there in the area where you're going. So you do a little bit of research and you know, oh, I can always stop there if I need something. There's a bike fix-it station now in Almont. There's some in Carlton Place and those kinds of things where you can actually pump up your tires right along the route.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's great. So,
Now, where can we get maps locally for the bike routes?
Each of the tourism organizations in each of the major towns in Lanark have the first generation of cycle Lanark maps. I'm so enthralled with Amy Hogan, the guy said Lanark County Tourism Association. They're working on the second generation of that that includes things. When we printed the first map, there wasn't an OVRT. Well, there is now, and there are more and more routes. There's more and more gravel routes, because when we did that, gravel biking wasn't even a thing, and now it's big, big thing. Like, we've got, people don't even realize, there's a route that uses Lanark. It starts in Almont and finishes in Almont. It's called the Log Driver's Waltz.
Really?
It's an 800-kilometer adventure ride, I would call it, because you're using gravel roads, you're using unopened road allowances, there's lots of elevation change up and down hills. That route, they have a Grand Depart every summer where hundreds of people come and they take off. They're staying in hotels sometimes, they're using campgrounds, they're going to restaurants. The route starts in Almont, it goes all the way west to Charbert Lake and all the way north, up, partly up the KNP, but lots of other more challenging roads, all the way to Calabogie, to Renfrew, across to Campbell's Bay, Ladysmith, Gracefield, Mont-Saint-Marie, back through the Gatineau Park and back into Ottawa, and then it finishes back at the Naismith Sculpture in downtown Elmont. And these are like young, fit people that are out for adventure, and some of them do it in as little as less than 2 days, 800 kilometers.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Cycling through the night. Like
oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Whereas others are out for a ride.
Like, yeah.
I did it with friends last year, and we did it in like 9 days or something.
Yeah, right.
In two goes, like we did the Ontario side and then we did the Quebec side. But these are people that are coming, they're spending their money here and cycling through, and we want them to come back. And I think, you know, that's one extreme of this cycling continuum.
Sure. And then there's short day trips and things like that, and just to even go out for an hour or so on a trail,
you know,
right?
I cycle in Europe. And every time I go there, I see more and more e-bikes, seniors on e-bikes.
Uh-huh.
It's a thing, and it's keeping them fit, it's keeping them active, and they're going further. And
I think it's wonderful.
So what we're trying to do is, they're part of who we're trying to appeal to.
Sure.
Young families wanting to get their kids fit and have a family, you know, it's expensive to go to Disneyland, and nobody wants to go to the U.S. anyways. there are things we can do at home.
Of course.
Buying a bike for your kid and going out
on. It's such an investment.
For sure.
In your health.
Your physical and mental health.
And it's so much fun. Let's not forget that. Jeff, let's talk for a second about some of the offshoots or the benefits of cycling.
Sure. Businesses?
Well, economic, health, environment,
well,
all the whole
economic
thing.
You know, that's why we're kind of focused in on that. We used to do Mississippi Mills Bicycle Month, and we approached it from all kinds of different levels, from physical health, from mental health, from education. We would do things during Bicycle Month, like have kids write stories that had a bicycle theme to them, and the short story contests. We had concerts with music that was bicycle themed. We had art shows. We had different kinds of rides. We'd go bird watching on bicycles. We would do anything to get people on bikes, and it's changed the community. We have a bicycle. Almont is a bicycle friendly community, as deemed by Share the Road, and We have a paved shoulder policy. We have a complete streets policy there. So hopefully, as the town develops, it's developing in a way that's cognizant that active transportation is really important as well, walking and biking. Now, from an economic standpoint, cycle tourists spend more money than people that are just driving through your community. They're not bringing any food. They can't carry it on their bikes. They're going to places where they're going to buy something, a decent meal, because they need to have healthy fuel. And they're staying in accommodation. So they're good tourists to court. And like I said, we're right next to an urban area of 1.5 million people, and a lot of them are cross-country skiers in Gatineau Park. They've got wonderful bike paths in Ottawa, but you can only do those so often, and you want to go further and further.
Sure.
And we're their neighbors, so we want them to come our way, and we want to provide them with experiences that are more than just a couple-hour ride. We have the capacity to have people come and stay, and we have great restaurants, and we have wonderful shops in all the downtowns.
So, and
they're cool towns to come and visit,
right,
and chill. It's not all about racing through your community to get to the next one.
And you tend to slow down when you're on a bike. Cool. I mean, when you're driving through, it's different. But when you're on a bicycle or you're walking, you take time to look at things, to enjoy everything. Yeah, talk to people. So it's a social event. And, of course, not to mention the environmental aspect.
Sure.
I mean, saving gas, right? Active transportation.
I forget, one of the candidates in the last election was talking about e-bike subsidies. Like, they were talking about how we've often had subsidies for electric vehicles, and they're wanting to add electric.
Interesting.
Interesting.
So it's a wonderful form of transportation a lot of the year. Today was a wonderful ride. There's a lot of days when you've got to get out of the house.
And a lot of people are biking in the winter now with their fat bikes, right? With the big wide tires. I mean, that's another thing, too.
Trail at Benny's Corners, which is 3 kilometers from where I live, and that's my gym. I don't have a gym membership.
Really?
I go there. And
this is winter you're talking about.
In the wintertime, yeah. The Lanark County Mountain Bike Association has a groomer, and they groom the trails.
Didn't know there was a thing. Association like that.
Russian-made snow dog, snow groomer, and they help pack. And when it's too soft and we can't ride, we all snowshoe because we want to get it packed so we can get back on our bike.
So Jeff, where can people find that association or that trail that you're talking about?
Go to apps like All Trails and just punch in Benny's Corners.
Benny's Corners.
Yeah.
Okay.
Famous.
All right.
That's where James Naismith went to school.
Okay. All right. So now, cashing in on cycle tourism, you're planning a second summit. There was one, 2 years ago in Armprior?
September, the year before last, yes. And that was a joint effort between a few of us down here in Lanark with people from OVCATA, which is the Ottawa Valley Active Transportation and Cycling Alliance, and they're bikers in Renfrew that have been doing a lot of work up there. And a group of five of us got together, and we put together a really good program for a day, and we did it in Armprior. I felt that it was important so where are we now? It's 2 years later. I'm working with the town of Mississippi Mills. They've actually given us, Chris and I, a little community grant, so we're going to be hosting that on September 17th at the Old Town Hall.
Great.
And working with, I haven't met yet, but we've got folks interested in helping from Renfrew again.
Wonderful.
Renfrew County, and we'll put together a really good program. The last time there was a couple of teachers who were out of work, and Holly put together a website, actually, of all of the content, because it was video content, there were different PowerPoints and question and answer sessions and stuff, and it's all on that website, and I don't have the address for that.
That's okay, maybe We'll talk about that maybe before September comes.
Oh, yeah.
And we
sure.
can talk about
we'll
that again.
Talk about who we've got as speakers.
Okay, that'd be great.
Tony's developing that trail with Renfrew and Frontenac on the rail trails around. It'd be great to have a speaker from there. Louisa's come in the past. We've had people that have come and talked about the Great Allegheny Passage, which was a really amazing community and economic development.
You've got so much information for us, Jeff. We could go on here all day because you know so much about it. And we get Jeff, thanks so much for coming in. And safe ride back home on your bike today.
Appreciate it. It's always a pleasure. Thanks.
Jeff Mills is a mover and a shaker in the cycle community here. And you no doubt meet him on one of our amazing bike routes here in Lanark County. Thanks again, Jeff. And that's your community spotlight on LanarkLeadsToday.ca and 88.1 MyFM. I'm Linda Dow.